Sudanese were out in the streets of Khartoum yesterday to commemorate the day 2 years ago when 120 peaceful protesters were killed by security forces outside Sudan's armed forces barracks. Sudan's constitutional charter states in Chapter 2, under the mandate of the transitional period, that the government must form a national independent investigation committee with African support if necessary, as assessed by the national committee, to conduct a transparent, detailed investigation of violations committed on June 3, 2019, and events and incidents where violations of the rights and dignity of civilians and military citizens were committed. Nabil Adib, who has headed that committee, says his office lacks the resources to carry out the investigation effectively and in a timely manner.
We need technical assistance with the criminal laboratory for verification. We need to review the video footage and the audio from that day to ascertain when the footage was shot and from which location. We also need expertise in exhuming graves and the specialized tools for that. We need to examine the bodies to know the cause and the time of death because mass graves were discovered and we don't know if they have a connection with those events. We also need satellite imagery and other highly technical forms of expertise.
Adib's office has come under heavy criticism as victims and their families complain the investigation has been slow and ineffective. Adib argues the investigation is very complex and involves multiple crimes including murder, rape, attacks on civilians, and aggravated assault. He says his team has interviewed 3,500 witnesses who provided testimony, but he says some people have refused to fully cooperate with the investigation.
There are entities that are uncooperative, and we're trying to obligate them by law to cooperate with the investigation. I cannot say the whole government is dragging its feet on this issue, because the government is doing what it can, but the economic situation is not good right now, so not all the necessary resources can be availed. There are, however, security agencies that do not cooperate, but we are working hard to acquire all the information and evidence needed.
The Washington-based think tank Freedom House released a statement yesterday saying it stands in solidarity with the victims and survivors of June 3rd massacre and joins Sudanese civil society in calling for the prompt conclusion of the government-appointed investigation into the massacre and disclosure of the findings to the public. Gaskondi Abdul Shafi, the regional advisor on Sudan at Freedom House, says a lack of resources is not a strong reason for what he calls the failure of Adib's team to deliver justice 2 years after the crime.
The capacity and technical things, I don't think that is the biggest reason. The event was documented by different media, including was live aired by the Al Jazeera TV. With the hidden camera. So this is very well documented crime that happens in front of millions and thousands of cameras. But I think the issue of the lack of cooperation from the military, that is a stronger obstacle for achieving this justice and accountability.
Abdul Shafi says the commanders of Sudan's security forces, including the head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and the head of Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, share command responsibility for the massacre.
The one reason that the crime was committed under the command of the current military forces who are now within the government, and they are the solely responsible and in charge of the whole security sector when the attack happened. Lack of collaboration from the military side means there is those who committed the crime and trying to use their power to prevent justice and accountability to take place. And that is a stronger a violation of rule of law, but also abuse of power. There should be nobody above the law.
Abdul Shafi says Adib must communicate openly and transparently to the Sudanese people about how the investigation is going and report the names of those who are obstructing it.
What is required for the investigative committee, which is a constitutional body formed out of the constitutional charter of the revolution itself, to be open with the communication who is not collaborating and why. Those communications were not clear for the last 2 years. And that is why people lost the confidence on the ability of the commission under the Nabil Adib's leadership to be able to deliver the justice and deliver the results of the investigation that are genuine, fair, and accurate.
Abdul Shafi says despite some incidences of violence and the use of tear gas, Thursday's protests were mostly peaceful as Sudan's transitional government took commendable measures to protect peaceful protesters. Security forces killed two civilians in a similar protest last month in Khartoum. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.